This is Jim Inkster, and thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number, and if you'd like to send an email, talk@talklouisiana.org. We're going to start in just a moment with Mark Ballard, the Capital Bureau Chief for the Advocate, who joins us on most Thursdays. And a reminder that when you donate today to help bring trustworthy news from NPR and the BBC to 11 parishes throughout South Louisiana, you will automatically be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to see James Taylor live in concert Monday, February 11th at the Raising Cane's River Center in downtown Baton Rouge. And we'd like for you to show your support for WRKF by contributing. The number is 855-893-9753. Your support is what makes the trains roll around here, and we appreciate it. Again, the number 855-893-9753, or you can go online anytime at WRKF.org. And as mentioned, Mark Ballard, the intrepid reporter and the man who manages the Capital Bureau for the Advocate, the newspaper of record in Louisiana, is with us to talk about what's going on both locally and nationally. And if you picked up your Advocate today, a story that's resurfaced from Elizabeth Crisp, who works with Mark, the outlook good on the state film industry. What's going on with the efforts to get Hollywood back in grand style in Louisiana and in our community, Mark Ballard?
You'll recall that there was a lot of criticism about the film tax credits, which over the years they basically gave them out pell mell, and no one really knew how many there were. So they changed all of that in 2017, and what the governor and his secretary of revenue did was go to California to talk up how great the tax credit is, and that they ought to keep coming back to Louisiana for filming. So that was pretty much what was prompting that. He's bringing it up to the front.
And another story on the front page from Will Sintel, who covers education issues, and this one is one that Will probably didn't expect to cover when the year began, but it's about tailgating, and there are new rules that are winning support, as Will reports, from non-Greek students at LSU. What's going on with fraternities and sororities in Tigertown?
This is coming out of the Max Gruber incident of last year, and in hazing incidents and over-drinking incidents among the fraternities out at LSU. So what they did was that they changed the rules for tailgating, and they wanted them to come to the parade grounds, or they were to go and have their tailgating at their actual houses. But they had to do it under security, and the security firm that had been hired to do this last week, or I guess earlier this week, said that it no longer would do those, and so therefore the university came through and said, okay, there will be no more tailgating on the parade grounds or in the houses, and this not only for the Greek organizations, but also for other student groups that also tailgated.
And the story above the fold today, the East Baton Rouge Parish Parks and Recreation Agency last month formally appealed ExxonMobil's property tax bill and claimed the chemical giant's property had been underassessed by $338 million. Abruptly dropped its challenge yesterday. What's going on here, Mark?
Well, this has to do with the tax credits, what are called the ITEP tax credits, and that were substantially changed under Governor Edwards. It basically forgives property taxes for various assets, provided, you know, new assets that are brought online by these manufacturers for 5 years and then automatically to 10 years. It's now been changed dramatically so that they have to start paying earlier. But one of the changes that the governor insisted upon was that local governments, the local taxing units, have an ability to weigh in on this. And so what we were seeing here is that BREC, as a local taxing unit, kind of weighed in on this. And they're now backing off of it, saying that, you know, go ahead, we're okay with this particular ITEP project, or ITEP being applied to this particular project.
And this is a huge one.
Yeah, I believe it's the an Exxon it's a chemical that's a base ingredient in a lot of other products, and they've been looking for a place on the Gulf Coast to build a plant, and we got it. They would say because of this tax credit.
Now, in the editorial page today, there is another editorial about Senator John Neely Kennedy, and it's not about him running for governor. It's about the senator who is, of course, become one of the most prominent vocalists in the upper chamber on Capitol Hill. He is a member of the Judiciary Committee. It says, Kennedy right on FBI report. He has said that the people should have access to the FBI report on Brett Kavanaugh. But apparently that's not going to happen, unlike the Hillary Clinton FBI report, which was made available to the public 2 months before the 2016 election. The Kavanaugh report, unless something changes, will be kept from our viewing. What do you think?
Well, and I find it interesting because apparently there's only one copy, and from what I've been led to understand is that each senator has to remove their telephone and go in. They can take no notes, but they can read the report in the Mr. Grassley's office, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and they read the report, then they leave, and then the next one comes in, and no notes, no pictures, nothing like that. So, I mean, I don't know what to think about that. It's not the way that they have done it before, but then again, this FBI report is not the way that it has been done before.
It is interesting to see what's going on, and both the Louisiana U.S. senators are expected to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. No surprise there. They are Republicans in a red state. It would take a lot of moxie to go against the grain on this one, Mark Ballard.
Well, it's as I've been telling you for weeks, that the only thing about my prediction that is wrong, I think, is when it was actually going to happen. But apparently now Saturday is the day that they're going to be voting on it. So this time next week, Brett Kavanaugh is going to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice. I just don't see that with the country split the way it is, with the party split the way it is, with the partisan the partisan lines the way they are, I don't see too many Republicans, even the four that they have suggested might vote against it, getting outside the swim lanes on this.
877-217-5757 for Mark Ballard of The Advocate. Maggie in Mid-City. Good morning, Maggie. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to make a correction to what I guess Mark had said. The Breck challenge that they dropped came as a result of some understandings around ITEP, but the challenge was about the property tax assessment. It wasn't connected to a specific ITEP application or anything like that.
The full property tax assessment, that's what you're saying?
Right, and that's as it appeared even like in the Advocate and the Matters Business Report. But Breck alleged that Exxon's Noble Baton Rouge facilities are being underassessed by $338 million.
Okay.
Which is forfeiting $5 million of tax revenue. But it's not even specifically attached to an ITEP. It's just that the tax assessor encouraged them to underreport the property value in anticipation of being recipients of some ITEP applications. But
all right. Thank you, Maggie. Mark, I think you had it right. You were elaborating about this one specific project that is of course part of the move by Exxon to get even bigger, that refinery.
Right, she is correct, but I was talking on a higher level as to what was motivating that. But she is correct.
She is
about
correct.
That.
Yes, there is no doubt, and we've seen this for years as far as Foster Campbell and others calling for a processing fee on oil and gas giants that, according to former senator, now Public Service Commissioner Campbell, would mean we as a people would have to pay no income taxes in Louisiana if this were done. But yet the momentum in the legislature is to side with ExxonMobil and the other oil companies.
Well, I believe that Foster Campbell's idea first came up under Dave Treen. So it's been floated out there for decades, generations perhaps. So,
but
I don't see it actually going anywhere, though.
Well, it goes back to the old Huey Long statement that big oil companies aren't going to be running the state. It's going to be run by little folks like you and me. Well, big oil is capable of asserting some big might when it comes to what happens at the Capitol. And we'll talk more with Mark Ballard when we return after this brief pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Matt Doyle is producing, and you're listening to Talk Louisiana on WRKF. And if you'd like to contribute, we'd like to hear from you. The number to dial, and there will be some enthusiastic people on the other end of the phone, 855-893-9753. That's 855-893-9753. And this station has been in existence since January of 1980, and it is a treasure in our community and one that we wish to keep moving in the right direction, and it only happens with your support. So again, 855-893-9753. And the number for Mark Ballard in our remaining moments with him is 877-217-5757. We go to Mark on Highland Road. Mark, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Jim, on news reports on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination, I keep hearing that the country is split right down the middle. What's the real numbers there? Because I don't see it. I can't believe that we're split right down the middle. I'd like to hear comments,
well,
please.
Which way do you think we're leaning? Are we leaning right or left on it as a country?
I think you've got fringe on left and right and the majority in the middle. And I don't think that we're split right down the middle with the crazies on the left or the right.
Okay. Well, Mark Ballard, in Louisiana, we're a solidly red state. In Baton Rouge, we're in a solidly blue city. Are we split down the middle as a country?
Well, that's what the polls and seem to indicate, that that we are pretty much split down the middle on between on this issue and many other issues. We seem to also be operating in different worlds, in that the blue areas are in a kind of a bubble and the red areas are in a bubble, and they believe what they believe and they're not really talking to one another. That's what the polls, the national polls, are showing, well, though here it's different.
But in a midterm election, less than 50% of the registered voters will vote. So it gets down to who is energized most, and recent polls have shown Republicans are more energized than Democrats when it comes to the Kavanaugh nomination, that they are now more likely to vote than they were 2 weeks ago. And in that respect, this may be a boon for the GOP. Now, if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, it could swing the other way. And it is interesting how the Kavanaugh confirmation might actually cause Democrats to become more engaged. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be fascinating to see how this shakes out. Jim in Springfield. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Mark Ballard.
Morning, gentlemen. Now, of course, this is anecdotal, but I can say from my group of Facebook friends, which I keep pretty eclectic as far as political views, that I have people who have been incredibly staunch Republicans who are very, very much against Kavanaugh. And I even have one who has, embraced the light side and become a Democrat since Trump was elected. So, what I see mainly is that women as a whole are very, very upset about Kavanaugh and then the recent pronouncements, the ridicule by Trump of Professor Ford, which were just so incredibly off base.
All right, Mark Ballard. I'm sure there are instances, just as Jim cites, in which some people have been appalled by the Kavanaugh process. But on the other hand, I think it runs both ways. I'm not so certain that it's just Republicans becoming Democrats. I think in some cases, particularly among men, there's some men who probably think what the president thinks, that men are under siege right now, and that Kavanaugh is a victim rather than Professor Ford. Professor Ford's credibility seems to be rather solid, but and her testimony last week was quite compelling. But nonetheless, she has been attacked, and I must say, in some cases, attacked successfully, because now it seems as though there's more of an attack on her than there is on the person who was accused of this.
Right, and I think that that's the Republican base has been energized by what they view as unwarranted attacks on Judge Kavanaugh. But I believe that if he gets, and I think he will be confirmed in the Supreme Court, that you're going to be seeing much more energy among the Democratic voters, who are going to feel like, well, once again, our views were kind of put aside for this sort of goal, this steamroller to get this man on the court and switch the court for a generation or two into a conservative camp. So I'm seeing it from both sides.
Yeah, I think you may be right that whichever side loses on this may end up being more energized in the midterm elections, which are now just 4.5 weeks away. Mark Ballard, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.